The critical provision that's missing is the emergency authority language that would basically make mandatory price reporting an essential function of government, meaning that in the case of a government shutdown, these market reports would still be published. When you go back to 2013, the last government shutdown we had, during that entire time frame, we didn't have any market access reports. And so unfortunately, not only did you have a tool not available for producers to use in making marketing decisions, but it also had an impact on everything from calculating different contracts, the CME, to a lot of the branded programs and the contracts associated with them as well. So it had a ripple effect throughout all the beef marketing chain.
Woodall says price reporting is a necessity.
Price reporting is a necessity to allow that transparency needed to make sure that cattle producers know what the market's about, know what's going on, what the value of their cattle are, and to be able to make the decisions that are best for them. That's why it boggles the mind to us that Senator Stabenow, who is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Agriculture Committee and somebody who should be looking out for producers, is the one responsible for pulling that emergency authority out of the Senate version. We just don't understand why she would do that, because it really does cause producers to be the ones that lose, because they will not have access to that information. It will not have the information they need to market their cattle, and that's unfortunate.
And due to these differences, the legislation now must be conferenced with the House and signed by the president prior to expiration on September 30th.
The House has to reconsider this because their version had the emergency authority included. So since the Senate version does not, the House has to pass it once again, and so they are on a very tight timeline. They have to get it done by the middle of next week, or this program expires, and we do not want that to happen.